How you doing, Glenn?
Okay, it's a little after 2:30. Let's get started. So if everybody could find a seat. This is Steve Wright. He's going to be giving a presentation on his Stagger Easy aircraft that won prize here. Was it 2 years ago? 2 years ago. And with that, I will turn it over to Steve.
Thank you, Mark. Well, the Stagger Easy, which I developed starting about 18 years ago during the time I was flying my Very Easy. I built a Very Easy in the late 70s, first flew it in 1981. Flew the airplane for about 1,000 hours. Terry, you want to get started? Okay, you were first. That's okay. What do you do to your students when they're late, Terry? So while I was flying the airplane the last 5 years I had it, I flew it for 10 years, flew it for 1,000 hours over a 10-year period. Beautiful flying airplane, absolutely great. I wanted to develop and build something else. I looked at the Cozies, I looked at the Velocities, I looked at many other Cunard aircraft that were getting to be on the market at that time. They never made it to market. But I felt, golly, you know, if these guys can develop a Cunard aircraft that'll fly, I think I might be able to do it, too, with the help of a lot of people. So I started doing drawings, sketches, talking to a lot of people that knew a lot more about engineering than I did because I'm not an engineer, and started to actually believe that I could finish this aircraft once I started. I thought, well, I had about... since I built a Very Easy and it only took me 6 years, certainly I can build this airplane in about three. Boy, was I wrong. Any of you guys that are thinking about modifying an aircraft, it's probably going to take you a little bit longer than if you started from scratch with a totally new design. I can tell you that. It's so much easier developing something from a clean sheet of paper than it is trying to modify an existing design. That is major modifications. Some of the modifications like Chris Esselton has done, those are not that difficult to do and give you a good result. Stuff like that's very good to do. I wanted a very comfortable airplane. That's the main design goal. If you sit in a long, easy or a Very Easy for more than 4 or 5 hours in the air, you'll realize that you need more comfort, especially as over the years we grow in size. And so this is something that was a primary concern for me. So I developed the fuselage so it was 42 inches wide and sitting up in the fuselage rather than down in the fuselage so that I had really good visibility. I wanted about 160 knot cruise, managed to accomplish that just barely. It's a slow airplane. It's not as fast as a Cozy Mark IV. It's not as fast as a Long Easy with the same power. I wanted something that was easy to work on, easy to inspect. The canopy system, which I designed for the airplane, is one that was kind of an afterthought. I was going to hinge it forward, going to hinge it to the side, but then I got to thinking about developing something like this, primarily just to see if I could do it. About two-thirds of the way through the development of it, I found that, yeah, you can. Not a difficult thing to do. This is something that could be accomplished on a Cozy Mark IV. The advantages are it's easy up and easy down with a linear actuator. It's electrically operated. The disadvantage is if it happens to come open in flight, you're probably dead. So that's a pretty strong disadvantage to encourage you to hinge it on the side or hinge it forward is probably the best place to hinge the canopy. The cowling has been a real plus. That's something that... If you guys could, if you wanted to do something like this, it wouldn't be difficult to do because all you have to do is take a look at what I've done, take a look at the hinge system I've done, which is not that difficult to replicate, and something like this could be done on a Cozy or a Long Easy very easily. Something that was frustrating to me when flying with guys with Cozies is if you went somewhere and you wanted to stay there and they were going to fly back by themselves, they had to round up some weight or take some weight with them. We worked with the CG in the airplane. I've got a chart here somewhere showing that. And did a lot of number crunching and discovered that if I moved that seat to the, on the right seat 14 inches back, I would be able to have an aircraft that I could fly with or without passenger and not have to add ballast if I was flying solo. This turned out to be a pretty big plus for me. I really enjoy being able to get in the airplane and not think about ballast. If you were to move the right seat of a Cozy Mark IV back about 12 inches, I think you might be able to accomplish the same thing. Mark, have you ever crunched the numbers on this? Yeah. I think if you work the numbers, you might be able to accomplish a similar result. And it's really worth it. It's really a positive thing to have. The staggered seats offered me a lot of advantages I didn't really realize I had when I first flew the airplane. After flying the airplane for a while, I discovered that when you're flying along, you want to see traffic to the right. If you've got a passenger with you, there's nobody to interfere with your view to the right. So that's a very strong plus. Gives you a lot of elbow room that I didn't realize it would give me. It gives you an effective room inside the cockpit of maybe an effective 2 or 3 more inches width than you really have, because you're able to overlap your shoulders with the guy beside you. The seating on this airplane is not like the Cozy Mark IV. It's more upright, and I really wanted that, too. In my Very Easy, I used to put cushions up to get me more upright in the seat as much as I could, but I still hit the canopy if I got up too steeply there. There's a shot of the inside of the cockpit showing the staggered seating. It's 14 inches difference between the two seats. I used Long Easy control system pretty much. This is replicated pretty much out of a Long Easy. The panel on this airplane is canted forward 12 degrees. That's so when you're sitting in the seat, your line of sight to the instruments are 90 degrees, which if you're flying with an EFA system is pretty important. Then the clarity of the EFA system is much better than if the instrument panel was standing upright. No rudder pedals on the passenger side. I just wanted to keep it simple. I'm using modified velocity rudder pedals on the left side, which I developed, which hang from the top. This is an example of getting in and out of the airplane. Something else that was a pleasant surprise on the canopy system that I developed is how easy it is to get in the right side of the airplane. Crawling over the left seat is not necessary, of course, when you're getting in this type of canopy arrangement. Hinging the canopy forward will give you the same result, and it's a lot safer way to do it. And that's what I would recommend. Most of this information you've seen the airplane out in the field. You've seen the nose gear system that I have that is off center. Primary reason for doing this is so that I would be able to taper in the front of the fuselage a little bit tighter. And it's more of an aesthetic thing than anything else. Aerodynamically, I'm not sure there's any advantage to doing that, but I just wanted a little bit sleeker fuselage as it tapered into the front. So in order to have a lot of room for my legs, I had to move the nose gear 5 inches to the right, and that gave me plenty of room for my legs inside the cockpit. Got a single fuel tank system in the airplane. Wanted simplicity. Most of the things that I tried to achieve in this airplane are simple operations. I've got a simple on-off fuel valve, simple one fuel cap to fuel the tank, which is one tank. It's got a tunnel which goes all the way across the fuselage, which has a flapper valve to prevent sloshing from the main tank up into the sump valve. So very simple system, not something you can fail to remember to switch tanks. There is no switching of tanks in flight. I can go a little bit faster than 160, but I normally don't. Most of the time I'm around 150 to 160 knots, depending on altitude, at about 6.2 to 6.8 gallons an hour consumption. I've got an Ellison throttle body and a Klaus electronic ignition, and so those systems allow me to get pretty good fuel specifics. Questions? Yes. How large is the center sock?
The tube that connects the two tanks to the center sock.
It's 4 square inches. It's 2x2. Yes.
Gear, is it a continuous ball or two individual legs?
It's two individual legs. Has a mounting system up on the top of the side of the fuselage. If anybody would like to come out and take a look at the airplane after this, if it's not raining, I'll be glad to open it up and take a look at some of the, you can take a look at some of the details I've been talking about here. It's right out here in front of the Classic Cafe. If you go to the Classic Cafe on the flight line, it's right down front, almost to the end of the area where they're parking airplanes to the runway.
357.
357, thank you. Yes. Well, being in the nose lift business, I probably wouldn't. the answer to that is yes. I mean, the beauty of these airplanes, I think you can do a lot of modifications of the canard concept. You could take the two wings, take the canard and the main wing, and there's a lot you can do between the canard and the main wing, and the airplane will still fly perfectly okay. I think there's a variety of fuselage shapes and sizes that you can develop, and still I think the plane would pretty much fly okay as long as you kept the basic moment arms, use the basic long easy wing and canard. It's hard to get in trouble if you stay with those basic concepts. It really is. Yes. It's a Ronce ring canard with dihedral, the same as Vance Atkinson's, that I think he was the first one. Right, Vance? Any other questions? Yes. The landing gear does not, the center section spar does not see any landing gear loads. I think it's a mistake to have any landing gear attached system on a spar of this airplane because of the twisting loads. If you were to taxi along pretty fast and drop a wheel into a chuck hole, I wouldn't want it to tear out the center section spar or interfere with the fuel strakes. And that's another design feature that if you guys are out there playing with different ideas, be very careful when it comes to designing your fuel tanks so that if you have an off-field landing, make sure the landing gear does not interfere with the fuel strakes in any way. I've seen some long easies that have fuel systems in and around the main gear. And if they were to have an off-field landing, that's not going to be good. The gear is going to fold back, and it's going to destroy that system that's delivering fuel to the engine. And if they don't cut the fuel off prior to the impact, then that could be a problem. Any other questions? Jack, you're on.
Steve, thank you very much. I'll just say one thing to address an issue that Steve brought up, which was landing gear attachment to the main spar. I know there are a lot of people that are using Infinity landing gear, and I'm not going to say anything about that one way or the other, except to point out that Bill Ortel, who has an aero canard that many of you may be familiar with called Stiletto, just recently, about a month ago, made an off-field landing on his way back from the Phoenix area to Chino. And he ran out of fuel, and so we didn't have to worry about tearing the fuel tanks up because there wasn't any in it. But he made an off-field landing on I-10, about 60 miles west of Phoenix. His winglet caught a truck, and he ran off into the median strip, and the gear pretty much tore the plane apart. Both wings and the main spar took an awful lot of damage. So there's evidence that that is an issue. It may not be enough of an issue to cause people not to want to use them because there are obvious advantages to it, but it's just something else to consider, and that is a real concern that the landing gear will tear up the spar and the main structure of the plane. It would have been a far simpler repair for Bill to do if either the gear had been up when he touched down or if he had had normal cozy gear. Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to happen every time,